What is up, everyone, and welcome back to the FMC show. This is episode 9 now, and it's a brand new year. Welcome to 2020, everyone. With me, I have Super Swan, as always. How are you doing, buddy?
What's going on? Yeah, happy new year to everyone, guys, and hope you've had a nice Christmas and New Year's, and now you can welcome in the new year with our silky voices in 2020.
And that is it for today. Park Aero was meant to come, but I think he's been kidnapped or something. I think he's been abducted.
I know there's a lot going on that side of the world at the moment, so we'll let him off. It's fine. Yeah, missing you as always, mate.
Hope Park Aero, you if you're week. Listening, let us know that you're okay.
Blink twice if you need help.
Blink twice if you need help. Okay, so yeah, as we've said, this is the 9th episode, so we're close to double digits. If you want to listen to our back catalogue, if you're only just turned up, you know, you can find us on most podcast providers. Most big ones, you've got Spotify, Apple Pods, and there's plenty of other little ones scattered around as well. But our home is on Anchor FM. So if you look on there, it will list all the ones that we're available on. Let's get into this new pod, new year. So today, we are just going to be talking about... It's just going to be like a relaxed pod. We're not. There's no quiz.
The new year.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to go too hard too soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise we're going to get to February and just let everything slide again.
Yeah. We're going to,
we go in slow, keep the pace. Yeah.
Yeah. Be awkward. So just, if you're listening out, just sit down, grab a cup of tea or something. We're just going to have a nice chill podcast. No competitiveness. No quiz.
So, Even a beer, if you want.
He's not going to lose this week, so he's going to be nice and chill, and we can all enjoy ourselves together.
Well, actually, I decided not to do the quiz because I'm only one behind you now, and I didn't want to,
Oh, I know. It's starting to get close.
Yeah.
I think I started to get a bit cocky over the last couple of weeks. And
yeah, you've had a bit of a dry period.
Yeah, it's... I think I've got a bit too quick off the mark, really. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right, it is. So, I think over the season.
Maybe start from next week. I have to maybe bring it back in just to sort of keep that gap, keep you at arm's length going forward.
Okay, then. So should we talk, before we get into the main topic, and well, the only thing this we're going to talk about today, we'll talk a little bit about our saves. Before we go, you can go first, but I do want to mention something quickly about the FM Premier League. So I am in the FM Premier League, guys. I'm representing FM creators in the FM Premier League. And so far, so good, I've got to say. I am putting the matches on my YouTube channel. So the way it's played is we're playing two matches every 2 weeks. So my first week was against Newcastle. So we basically have 2 weeks to play the home and away legs.
Well, first of all, what team are you playing as?
I got quite lucky, to be fair. I got Arsenal. So not the best.
But still, though, I would say top six. But
I'm guaranteed fourth, aren't I?
Yeah, well, top 10.
I'm guaranteed fourth because it's Arsenal. They don't go any higher or lower. They stay fourth all the time. Yeah, so I'm Arsenal. So far, I've played two games, but only one of them's up on my channel at the minute against Newcastle. So go and check that out. My next one is against McBearded. I've recorded it. I'm just waiting for the league table to come out, which should come out any time now, which means I can put it up sometime this week. So the next two games against McBearded. He is with Burnley.
Yeah. So all the leagues, they're released every week then. They come out every Saturday, I'd imagine, or every weekend.
Well, the fixtures come out, I think it's every Monday because it started on the Monday. It's Monday to Monday. And if the games are played early, like if everyone's played their two games within a week, then they'll release the next fixtures. But until all the games are played, they won't release the next fixtures.
Cool.
I think the last one has just been done. Yeah, last year they did really well. They did the whole season and they had the cups and everything. Like, you have like part-time creators come in and do the cups. I say part-time creators, they're normal creators.
But they only come in for the cup games and stuff.
They do that, the lower league teams for the cup games. So
I did see the post on Twitter about it. I was eyeing up Swansea, but I think it had already been taken. And I don't think I'd have the heart in me to go for another team.
It's really good. Like, I wanted to be part of it last year, but I missed out just at the end. I didn't hear till after it was like all full, basically. I'm looking forward to it. It's a long save, and it's a bit of content for my YouTube channel as well, which is good. But they are also sponsored by the FM Premier League. It's at FM_Premier on Twitter. They're sponsored by Total Football Analysis Podcast, which is a really, really good podcast. If anyone wants to have a listen to it, it's quite good for those FM lovers out there as well. It talks about real football, but it talks about all the technical and tactical side of the game.
And it's good for them to sponsor something like that as well, then, isn't it? Just to sort of throw a bit of a bone to the Football Manager community. And like you say, it seemed to work well last year, and so far, yeah. So good. So you're bring it home for Arsenal now.
Yeah, bring it home for Arsenal, bring it home for the FM creators. Hopefully. No, at least fourth.
You have to give us weekly update on how this is going, because I want to see Arsenal at the top of that league representing the FM creators.
Well, it's going to be tough. I'm not at the top at the minute, but I did win both my first games.
Do you get to do signings then? Do you get to bring in new players, anything like that? Or is it just with the squads that you've got?
As far as I'm not sure if we get mid-season signings. We get the real transfer budget from the game. So whatever the transfer budget in the game is, they slide the wages right up, right down, and then they give you whatever the your chairman will give you. Yeah. So I think mine was actually shocking. It was so I was like, is that it? Seriously? But I managed to sell a couple of players, and we were allowed to bring in five players plus one free player.
Okay.
So keep an eye on my YouTube channel, guys.
Everybody give him a follow. Give Kyle X Players a follow. See how he's getting on with that.
Yeah.
And I'll be supporting for the backbenches. You know, waving my FM Premier League Arsenal flag along with you.
The videos will be up roughly every 2 weeks. So you'll have one video of two games every 2 weeks or so. It might be a little bit earlier if they're all played, but I've had my Burnley game played for about a week or so now. But I'm waiting for the league table, because it goes well on the end. Do you know what I mean? If you can show the game and then go, this is where we're at now.
That's when you know where you are. See if you're up for a top four challenge or real life Arsenal mid-table mediocrity.
Yeah. Hopefully I can do better than the real Arsenal at the minute, yeah. That's my
plan. Well, that's not going to be very hard, so I think, you know...
Have you seen me play Football Manager?
Yeah. So that's the point, isn't it? But I'm rooting for you, and I'm sure everybody else is as well.
Now, let's get on to our saves. How is yours going? Your campus to champions?
Campus to champions. It's very, very exciting. And I've got to remember now, because I record in advance. So I've got to try and remember
not to
where we are.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, we are now at the end of the season. So it's at the end of our third season now. And I'm not going to spoil the result, but we go in the latest episode within a point of TNS. We can win the league. I'm trying to think. In fact, no, we've already had that episode go out. So we almost won the league. If it wasn't for one goal, we would have beaten TNS to the Welsh Premier League title.
Goddamn goals, eh? What are they doing in Football Manager?
Oh, I know, right? The whole thing, it's revolved around, right? But it was down to one goal, and it was the most stupidest goal to concede in the world. But as a result now, because obviously with Swansea Uni, the team that I'm in charge of, to start the Journeyman series, we're all on amateur contracts, so I'm not being paid, the team's not being paid.
And you TNS know, is a professional team, aren't they?
They are indeed. They are the only professional team in Wales.
Yeah.
So for us to go up against them and for them to steal all of our best players every year as well. So every time we have good players, TNS go, I'll have him. And because they offer paid contracts, there's not really much I can do about it. But so for us to go within a point, I think we're level on points actually. To go down to one goal is a massive achievement for the boys. But we have now been offered a paying job. So we are moving teams and we are going to be joining Club 2, which... I'm not going to reveal in the podcast who that is. You'll have to go to the Super Swan YouTube channel to find out what team we'll be going to. But it's
so
my first
the time
paid
at Swansea
contract.
Is up.
It is, unfortunately. And it was always going to come up. You know, we all have to start somewhere.
Yep.
And Swansea Uni's been very good to me. We've had some very good times. It's been a very good club to start with. But as I mentioned in the episode, you know, I've got to be paid as well. Do you know what I mean? I'm being paid nothing at the moment. So if
you're
I want to
stay in the dorms.
Exactly. And if I want to be a Champions League winner manager, we've unfortunately got to move on. So
could you not just take Swansea Uni all the way to the Champions League final?
Oh, though that would be a challenge. That would be a very big challenge. An amateur side going to the Champions League final.
I mean, you might well be the best football manager player ever if you ever did that.
I tell you what, I think that's going to be a step too far for me. And I'm sure someone out there could probably do it. As of I am not the best player in this game at all. But if someone can do that with an amateur side, I will tip my imaginary hat to that player person, because that would be an immense challenge to try and get an amateur side to win the Champions League. So I know Aussie Villain's doing a save at the moment where he's doing a Ballatown to try and get to win them the Champions League. I mean, they're semi-professional, so it's not an amateur side like Swansea Uni, but still, to get a Welsh team to win the Champions League is going to be a massive challenge, and I wish him the best of luck on that as well.
Cheeky shout-out to Aussie Villain there.
He's recently hit 2K subs as well, so someone I pay attention to. But so, yeah, I mean, that's for me. So we're going to move on to our second club. And it's all going to be exciting now. So new club, we're actually going to be paid. We've got a transfer budget. Who knows what's going to happen?
I kind of want to ask a question now, but I don't know if it's going to give too much away. Because if the answer is yes, then it means that we know exactly what club it's at. But if the answer is no...
Well, you go, Frank. You throw me the question.
I was going to say, is it in Wales? Is it a team in Wales still?
No, it's not.
Right, okay, so it's not going to be TNS then. Because like you said, it's paid, so it's got to be TNS, isn't it?
If the TNS job did come up, I'd probably go for it, because that's a really good club to win the league over and over, get your reputation up, and then.
But
jump
is that
to
not just being Man
yet.
City in the Premier League?
Oh, I think, what did I compare it to? I think it would be comparing Manchester City to like Swansea Uni. Do you know what I mean? It's that much of a gap. I don't have to change the team. It's just they have all the money and they can have whatever player they want. I think I also said it's like them being the Bayern Munich to our Dortmund. Do you know what I mean? Mm. We have good players. And they go, I'll take that player off your hands. Thank you very much. To try and stifle the league, to try and keep their dominance up. But no, we are not in Wales. It is a new country that we are going to.
Cool beans.
How are things going with yourself then, mate? I have seen the Twitter updates on your save about, first of all, the corruption of the data.
Yeah.
What happened there, man?
I don't know. I came back from my jollies, tried loading it up, and it wouldn't load up. The thing just kept coming up, say, with the error. And I was like, what's going on? I tried restarting everything, tried restarting my computer, tried loading it. No, it just wouldn't load up. Everything was going so well as well. It was going well.
Yeah.
Like we went to our first team, Vanersborgs. Then we moved to Angel Homes, which I hated. I left them, got to a team, and I was enjoying that again. Things were starting to look up and go our way. And then all of a sudden, bam, corruption. So we have started again, which is a bit of a ball ache because we're back in 2019.
Yeah.
We have started in the league that we finished in, so I'm going to sort of carry it on, and I'm just going to sort of play it as if we got sacked.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
And then, you know, even though that's not the case, I'm just going to play it as if we got sacked and, well, not sacked, but I've left for a club in the same division. Do you know what I mean? So, because I don't really want to start... Obviously, I've got YouTube videos already on my YouTube, like, of reviews. I've got, on my Twitter, I've got, like, updates and stuff like that, you know, reviews, season review image infographics and stuff like that I've put out. So I don't want all that to sort of be confused with it. So apart from the date, it's just as if we're carrying on.
Exactly. Oh, that's a good idea. I think I could say, because if you have to start from scratch again, it's almost like it's a new series again then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so...
and that's what I mean. And I don't want to change all the branding and that, because I'll beginner to winner is what I've said I was going to do this year. So rather than change all that, I'm just going to act as if I've just left the club and joined another club.
Plus, you can use your time-travelling abilities to know what players are going to be good.
I thought that. So I went in to get my my star player, Joel Wedenall.
Yeah.
And he's not on the game.
No, really?
No, right. Wow. But there is some fun little bits that have come with this, right? Because I've started again as Trelleborgs in Swedish First Division Elite.
Yeah, oh, there we are.
So I'm in the same division as I was with Värnamo, but back in 2019. So I've lost me two coaching badges that I've got. They have funded another one, and I've just finished that. We've just finished the first season. So we took over halfway through the first season, and it was to the wire. Like I said, I'm only going to do reviews on my YouTube channel. So if you want to see in-depth stuff, you know, check it out on my YouTube channel. But it's a Twitch save. So I'm doing it on Twitch. And basically, we've taken over at Trelleborgs FF. They were in a relegation battle, and I had to keep them up, and it was so close. We actually ended up only staying up via playoffs.
Oh, and that's, I hate relegation playoffs. Oh, yes. It is down to the wire.
Yeah, luckily, what happened is I signed a player that I had in my first save. He was only a youngster. He's still not ready, and he's still not in my first team at the minute. I've actually sent him out on loan. But my strikers weren't firing. So this player I brought in, And I brought him up. Basically, all season he was in my reserves because I was just trying to get him better.
Yeah, because obviously you want to try and get him game time and stuff like that because he wasn't sort of first team caliber then.
Yeah, and he still probably isn't. But I did put him in the first team for the final game of the season, which we won. And then the two playoff games, which he scored 4 goals in 3 games.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that feeling of throwing in that player you don't think is going to do the job. He's only in there because of injuries or form. And then he plays a blinder. That's amazing.
I was literally like hating my other strikers. So I was like, right, proving a point. I'm just going to put him in. And now I've sent him back out on loan now. The weird thing about him is, right, is his name's Arnold N. So it's E-H-N.
Right? I was going to say, how do you spell it? E-H-N. Yeah. So N. Yeah.
Right. So I've put him, I've looked him up on Twitter. He's got 2 Twitter pages. This is dead stalkish. Like, he's got 2 Twitter pages. Not none of them are really, you know, been used. But after his heroics, I wanted to add him on something.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, tag him in it and say this is
look,
you, buddy.
Look, check you out. Look how exactly. Well you're doing.
And basically, I found out that he's he doesn't really use Twitter much. So that's that. So I thought I'll have a look on Insta. So I checked him out on Insta. Couldn't find anything about a footballer called Arnold N. There was one guy called Arnold N who's bringing out a rap album.
Wow.
And it's only the same bloody guy.
I was going to say, I bet he was the same guy.
Right? The thing is I looked him up on some of these transfermarket.com, you know, their stat sites.
Yeah.
I was looking him up on that as well. And he's retired at the age of 20.
Oh, no.
From football. And he's gone into doing rap.
Well, I have one very important question.
So,
is the rap album any good?
Well, it's not released yet, but
it's in the pipeline. It's on its way.
Yeah, the studio work is on his Instagram. And if that's anything to go by, it's actually not bad. I don't think it's in English, but that kind of makes it better, I think. Like, I think it's in Swedish.
Yeah, it's going to be the next Swedish superstar. Like,
yeah.
But no, I get your feeling because, like, oh, you want to just tell him, mate, look how well of a footballer you're doing. Yeah, and I always wonder how footballers think about that. Because I remember I told the story on the podcast before about when I told Leon Britton he was a really good under-18 assistant manager. And he kind of looked at me as if I had like 3 heads and didn't really quite get what I was on about, which I found quite funny. But I'd always wonder, like, if I was a footballer and someone like tagged me in something and went, oh, you've just scored 5 goals, my football manager. I'd be banging. I'd be buzzing. I'm like, yes, get in there. So I'm curious to see how old N, if you do ever get hold of him, just let him know how well he does.
Well, I've got him on Instagram, so anything on Instagram, I'm going to tag him on now. I want to keep him alive. I want to keep him alive for the footballing Arnold N. Now, because he's not, you know, so it's almost like it's now an alternate universe.
Exactly.
For him. Like, this is what could have happened. Like, it's not going to go up against anything he's ever going to do now, is it?
No. So I think you should bring him with you to every club you go to.
That is what the plan is. That is what the plan is. But obviously, he's lower league Sweden, and I don't know how much better he's going to get. But I am going to try. Hopefully, sooner or later, I'll be able to, you know, get him get his coaching badges and all that, and bring him along like that as well.
If anything, just bring him. Like, obviously, if you go to different countries and stuff with your journeyman series, like, he could just be your mate. He just comes around, you know, someone to be familiar with as you go to all these clubs. Yeah, he might not be the best player at the club compared to everybody else, but he's there for morale. He's there to keep you going.
And to remix the bangers for the...
Exactly. If you need tunes for the changing room, we've got a rap album ready to go.
Yeah. And I will be getting that rap album on iTunes when it comes out. I will be getting it on. I don't know if I'll get on stream. He'll probably sue me or something.
Imagine being content claimed by the guy who just scored a goal for you on the Football Manager.
And if I can get hold of him on Instagram, I might actually say to him, have you got like a quick clip of a tune that I can have for my streams?
Every time you score a goal.
When you score, I'm going to play that track. If he gets back to me, that's what I'm going to say to him. That would be absolutely awesome. Arnold, if you're listening, maybe he's one of the listeners in Sweden.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening, Arnold, get us on Twitter. You know, we're going to put our links in the anchor link anywhere, or whatever. You've got our links. Get in touch. We'll get those tunes out to the Football Manager community.
Yeah, and in 10 years' time or whatever, whenever it's going to be, when you know, like when you get these questions, like who was your best player in FM20? Who was your best? Yeah. It's going to be Arnold N. Purely because I'm never going to forget him, am I?
Nope. He's so, gonna live, like, he's gonna live with your Football Manager career forever.
And in my iTunes.
There we are. He's left an impact on your life.
Yeah, yeah. And it's only my first season. Well, actually, I had him for a season. And actually, to be fair, he was actually quite a bit of a dick in the first time I had him, because he was too good for me. Yeah. And he went on. So I don't know how far he will go, but he's promising. And I'm glad he's in the game. And hopefully he can take us further. But yeah, so I've only played one season. And we did just about manage to stay out via playoffs. Weird playoffs and weird cup as well. Cup system, yeah. In Sweden.
Oh, I see that on Twitter about how you won the second round and didn't get a cup game afterwards.
Yeah, and I was like, what? And then I've got this guy called Matty Eriksson. Matty Eriksson, he comes into my streams occasionally. He's my man from Sweden.
Oh, he's your inside man. He knows how things work.
He's my inside man, yeah. So, Matty, if you're listening, thank you so much. You've really made this save more enjoyable and easy. So he's explained to me basically that what happens is you play the qualifying to the... It's like a Champions League kind of setup.
I'm with you.
You play the qualifying games during a season, because the seasons are yearly rather than
They run
2 years.
Like a calendar year as opposed to September to... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so instead of like England where it's a 1920 August season, it's the 2019 season. So you play the qualifiers during the season, and then that qualifies you to start the next season. Well, it's like the group stages are before the season starts.
Right, I'm with you.
So you do your qualifier during 2019.
And it goes for 2020.
And then when you're in 2020, before the season starts, you play the group stages. And then I guess you play the knockout rounds throughout the season.
Yeah, that is... So it's almost like it carries across two different seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, it is dead weird. But now I understand it. It's not too bad. It's not too
bad.
That's
why you've got your expert in your chat, mate, to keep you up to date as to what's going on.
So Matty Eriksson, you really are my hero.
The Swedish expert.
Yeah, and he doesn't like two of the teams. Like the team, I can't remember who he said he supports now, but he doesn't like two of the teams in my groups anyway. Oh, so he's going, they're rubbish. I'm like, yeah, but they're Premier League. And that's another thing as well. They're not all in the same division. Like, so I'm Division 1 Elite, and two of the teams are in the Premier Division, the division above us in the group. And one of them is the holders of the cup. So, awesome stuff.
It's a tricky group then.
Yeah, group of death. So that's...
It's good they got that expert, though. I mean, I know my save when it comes to, like, the Welsh Second Division, Welsh Premier Division is, you know, not much expert really needed there. It's kind of lads go for kickabout, so...
The Swedish league seems to be quite similar. It's very low.
Yeah.
Especially the lower rungs of Sweden.
Early tournaments are going to be like that, aren't they? I think it's going to be very similar, you know, amateur, semi-professional level. So, all very similar. So, if you are a Welsh Premier League expert, get in touch with me. Although, I guess I'm moving on after the next episode, so maybe not. So, a bit too late for that.
Do you want to put a shout out for wherever you are going?
What I'll say is...
See, I'm digging in here, trying to get... Where is it? I wonder where he's going.
I'll say we're not going very far as countries go.
Okay,
And that's all I'm saying.
Okay, so he wants an Irish...
I'm not saying anything more. That's it, you're getting nothing out of me. You're going to watch the channel Super Swan on YouTube, find out. Cheap plug.
Yeah, that's later. Wait for it. Okay,
I'll get fired myself.
Yeah. So with that being said, so we've covered our saves now. That was to be fair, there was quite a lot to cover because it's been a whole Christmas period.
Yeah, we're off for a while, haven't we?
Yeah. So it's quite, like I said, with it being quite a laid back, chilled first pod back of the year, we can just chill. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is assistant managers, and this would have been better really with three people, but there's only two of us, so we're gonna just talk to.
We can make it up with
both
people.
Yeah, should we? Have you seen that film? Split.
No.
No, it's like part of the M. Night Shyamalan.
Right, I'm with you.
You know, Glass and Unbreakable.
I can imagine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's about a guy with split personality. So I was gonna say you could be like a different person and pretend that you'd play.
It's like Fight Club.
You're kind of, but this guy's got like 36 different personalities or something like that.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. The guy in Fight Club doesn't have 36 personalities.
Yeah, he has one, doesn't he? But
we should
watch Split.
We can try.
It's really good. Yeah, yeah. Just throwing out movie.
Yeah,
thingies
we're just chilling.
Yeah.
Just chilling. We said at the start, we're just chilling on on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I wanted to talk about how certain features in the game sort of make for a better, more successful save. So the thing is I think a lot of people, through laziness, and that's not in a bad way, I mean, I used to do it as well, but I'm finding now that actually these little things that people set their assistant managers to do actually play quite a big part in the game. And I don't know why I'm only finding this out now.
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
Like,
and I agree with what you're saying. It's not laziness at all, because Football Manager is such a complex game. As much as it's all about football, there is so much to do in Football Manager without even kicking a ball on a field.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bulk of it, actually, isn't it? The kicking the ball on the field is just it's the end screen.
It's the result of what's done beforehand. And it's why, I guess, we have the option in the game of having the assistant manager do a lot of the, what some people would class as tedious work. Some people, not all, some people would class it as tedious work, but, and more maybe the complex stuff as well. But like you say there, it's the end result is the football match and the end result. So a lot of the stuff, the complex stuff that the assistant can do, makes a big difference to whether your team's going to do well or not do well.
Yeah, and I don't know, because I always play lower league, so I might try a little higher league save just to see if it makes any difference, like offline sort of thing. Purely because this came to me on stream the other day, because it was while we were playing the last few games of my save, which I've just mentioned about before, and we had a press conference, and the dynamics of my team, because I took over halfway through the season and they were in a relegation battle, I just could not get that dynamics up, because they weren't playing well, because their match cohesion was not so, match cohesion and dressing room atmosphere was so bad. So they weren't playing well because of that, but then because of that, they weren't playing well as well. Do you know what I mean? So it was like
it's 22. Almost catch 22, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, how can I get this up? How can I get them to, you know, without, you know, and with me being a manager with next to no qualifications as well, they didn't believe in me either. So I had no manager thingy either. So all three of the bars on my dynamic stream were red.
Oh, it's not a good sight to see, is it?
No, not when I've got five games left to save my job, exactly. Is it? No. That's why it was so bad, and that's why we ended up coming up. And I'm so glad that the playoff we played was against the team who were coming up from the league below. Because that's how it works in Sweden.
So you get a playoff position in both leagues, and they both play each other.
Yeah. So we actually smashed the team as well, which was good. We obviously got the easier out of the two, because there's two teams that play that playoff.
If you think about it, that's a hard game, because obviously the team coming up from the lower league are going to have very high morale, because they're winning a lot of games to get into that position. Going up against a team that may be better, like your team, but because the morale and because the team cohesion is low, it's more of an even game.
Yeah, well, the second game that was played beside ours, the second playoff game, was that finishes it 0-0. So I was like, well, I'm glad I didn't get them, because I think, I can't remember the score now, but we actually did really well against them. And the last three games saved our lives. And I'm putting this down to the press conference I did before. Because a lot of times I just go, oh, you know, especially if I'm losing, it's really annoying. I don't want to go and talk to the press, because I'm like, oh, they're just going to, you know, so I just send the assistant.
I was going to say, so before this, did you always have your assistant manager do the press conferences?
Not always, but in my last save before it corrupted, I did quite a lot. And I intentionally, this save, wanted to put more into that. Because I know this FM20 game, they've made it so that certain clubs might not hire you on your past with the press and stuff like that. So if you're not very good with the press, certain clubs will look at that as a deciding factor.
And it's funny you should say that. And that's the reason I asked you whether or not your assistant did the press conference before. Because I have always sent my assistant to do press conferences. Because I know for me, it's been very repetitive. And once I've done one press conference, I feel as if I've done them all. So I've always had my assistant manager do my press conferences. So it's a very interesting conversation we're having, because now I'm thinking, well, should I do my own press conferences? Because now I'm thinking, is it going to make a difference to my team? Yeah, do you know what I mean? Honestly, so it's quite interesting that we're talking about it.
Yeah, I know that every little thing you do in the game obviously has some kind of impact. Otherwise, why would they put it in?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, but it was only when this happened that it clicked. And I did this press conference, and I got a question, and I can't remember exactly what the question was. Like I said, you can check my VOD out on my Twitch. I've intentionally not played copyrighted music so that they're all available to watch now. So basically, whenever it comes to praising a player in the press and stuff like that, I don't know why it clicked, but it just clicked. And I was like, I wonder, because I couldn't think of, I think in my head, I was thinking about any possible way I could get that morale up.
Yeah.
And when this question came up, I was like, I wonder if when I click that, when I press that, if I start attacking my players in the press, that's obviously, they're obviously going to read it, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's like, really going to make it worse, isn't it?
Yeah. So every opportunity I've had since then, I've tried to be positive towards the players. Or, you know, if someone said so-and-so was bad this game, why didn't you sub him off? I've tried being positive about it. So even though he was bad, he'll see that and go, oh, well, my manager's got belief in me.
Mm.
And it's not perfect, my dynamics yet, but it's definitely making a difference. And obviously, what's the other one? The big team talks. The team, you know, the ones that like the whole everyone the team hates.
When they're like, yeah.
Right? If you can get them right, they make an absolute massive difference, I noticed as well. Like, I didn't realise how much of a difference they make. Like, they can half the red, you know, if it's a full bar, they can actually half that if you get it right. But it's so hard to get it right.
Exactly. I was just going to say, the amount of times where, because I know I've done, like, you know, when you get the weekly training emails where it's, certain players have done well, some players have done worse. I always think, because I always like want to praise my players, like, oh, you've done really well in training. And you always get that one player who goes, well, your standards and my standards are obviously very much apart. And I'm thinking, I've just praised you, mate. Why are you having a go at me for praising and saying you've done well?
Yeah, I think our natural thing when we look at that is, this is turning into a psychology show. I think our natural thing is, because he's having a go at us, we get like a bit, we got our backs up, don't we? We're like, well, hang on a minute, next time I'll just won't bother or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
But when you look, when you think of it properly, yeah, he's not happy about it, but he's not. He's snappy, but he's just being, you know, it's good that he's not thinking that he's earning praise when you think he is.
Yeah, yeah.
So really, it's not having any sort of effect. But in your head, you're going, fuck you then.
Yeah.
Excuse my language. You know what I mean?
It always goes back to the meme of when players score their first international goal and
it's always against
them.
Me, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, well, yeah, and he has a goal. You're thinking, mate, come on now. I'm trying to say you're doing a good job here. But
yeah,
it's like you say, it goes back to the psychology of the footballers, I guess. Because if they think they haven't done that well, and you're going, oh, mate, well done, you did really well. He's thinking, well, you know, why is he saying I've done well when I haven't? And does that mean I can play less better and still get a good rating off it? Do you know what I mean? So it is very psychological, and there's a lot going on about it. But I know as well, going with the assistant manager stuff, I think another thing as well is I get my assistant to do is the training. Because I, like, since they've redone the training, I just cannot wrap my head around the individual sessions and stuff like that. I used to be able to do all the time where I would like set all my coaches to individual coaching, like attacking, defending, you know, goalkeeping, stuff like that. But since the new one, I've thought, oh, do you know what? My assistant can deal with that. And that, I would imagine, well, it does have a massive impact on the player's improvement as well. So linking back into what we were saying, I think a lot of the stuff that we get the assistants to do does result in a successful team or not a successful team.
Yeah, and to be fair, that ties in quite nicely with the next thing I was going to say anyway, with staff. Because if you're doing a save like we are, where we're sort of like, you know, starting right at the bottom, we've got no coaching badges, but we can get a half-decent assistant manager in.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you take your training?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly. Like, if you've got an assistant manager that's all tens and you're on ones, if you take the training yourself, it's not going to be as effective as letting your assistant take it.
Exactly so.
Especially early doors, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Especially the first few seasons.
Because you only get a certain amount of staff. I know for you, probably the same as me, where I think in my first club, I only had, I think, two coaches. I think I had one scout, one physio, Do you know what I mean? I don't have a team of coaches or a team of scouts. Do you know what I mean? So
well, we're not allowed to get any of the you know, the new how can you put it? Fancy ones, you know, like the loan managers,
like technical
and
director of the loan
manager.
Yeah,
we're not allowed any of them. We don't need
none
them.
Of those. No, yeah. None of those. But so I trust my assistant's judgment to sort of pick players or sorry, do the training to suit what I want. However, there are little bits I do myself. Like if I want to train a player in a new position, I'll do that myself. And I know something I've noticed, especially in FM20, is that when you change individual training, there used to be one where it said, well, I think it's still there, where you can take control of all individual training for 30 days.
Yeah, it is.
Or
yeah.
let it do the assistant. But now there's one is where it says, take control of this individual's training. Yeah. So that it's not going to change after 30 days. So if I want to train my striker to be an inside forward on the left because he's got a good right foot on him, I'd have to go back in 30 days and tell him to retrain it. It'll just do it on its own. So there are little bits and bobs that I tend to do myself. But like I said, going back to the staff and stuff, you know, at small clubs, you don't have a lot to work with. So I kind of let my, you know, my 10 assistant manager kind of sort that out for me, you know?
Yeah, to be fair, I'm not going to argue with that at all. You sound like you do exactly the same as I do. The training is very, I don't know if it's worth doing because of the...
I think
the,
if I had enough time, I think it was like I said before, it's all about time. So if I took the time to learn it, I could probably do it. You know, it's people do it themselves. I've seen people on stream, I've seen people on YouTube do it. So it's not as if it's not hard. It's just going to wrap your head around it.
Yeah.
And like you were saying there, if I put the time in to learn it, is it going to give me any like substantial gains to what the assistant's doing? And I think at small level, where they train once a week or sometimes not at all, I'm thinking it's not worth my time. So I'll let my assistant do it because I'm not going to get substantial gains from doing it myself. I guess in a bigger club, maybe so. But I know for lower clubs, I'm kind of like, well, they train once a week, so I'm not gonna, I'll let my assistant do it.
Yeah. And that's like you said, at this level especially, like it's almost not worth it. Like, but I can see as you get better, as you get higher up the leagues, obviously learning it and, you know, it will be something that probably has a significant bonus to your team.
I think it's down to
if you train the right stuff.
Yeah, it's down to personal preference. I mean, some people play a football manager and they've got all the time in the world to sink in and learn every little nook and cranny and be really good at the game and do everything themselves and the assistant doesn't do much for it. And then you've got other people who literally just want to play the football matches. They want to sign players and get into the matches, which is what the assistant's there is to do. And I guess that's why they give you that feature so that the assistant manager can do a lot of the stuff so you don't have to. It's a bit of a weighing up, isn't it? It's time investment and how much you want to put in the game. If you're in it only in it to sign players and play the matches, you've got that option in Football Manager. But then you're relying on your staff. You might not get the as good results as you would do as if you did it yourself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And the last bit I wanted to touch on in this sort of vein is the shouts, you know, during the matches.
Yes.
Because I don't know if I'm right here. This is just me going off on a sort of my own gut feeling. But you know when you do a shout and it goes green or red?
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of a game of chess. Like, so if you can say, like, if the other team does a shout and their team goes all green and then you do a shout and your team goes all red, they get that boost then.
It's funny you should say that because I've got to the point now where with shouts, I do all the shouts myself.
Yeah.
I've learned, and I don't know whether this is down to me doing it wrong or not, but this is how I've played the game. I only ever use 3 shouts. Get creative.
Yeah, that's
more,
one I use. Yeah.
Show some passion.
Yeah. Yeah, they're
the
exactly
the same.
I ever use. The others just seem to give red.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And because you've got ones like the concentrate or tighten up or
praise, I use sometimes as well.
Yeah, no, I've used praise myself a few times, but I know that if I use tighten up, it's not going to go green.
Yeah.
I know it's not. So I don't use it. So
it's interesting. I put, what's it called? Concentrate, I think I said. And they was all like, it all come up with red going, or the majority of them come up red saying they're...
Deeb's confused.
Yeah. And I'm like, That's the opposite of what I'm telling you to do. Yeah, I know you're lower-level football, but you're getting paid to be a footballer. At least you can do is learn the word concentrate and what it means.
Yeah. I remember once I did do Tighten Up Show just to see if things had changed. Like I said, maybe I'm understanding it wrong. I think we were 2-0 down, and I think it was within about 10 minutes. So I was like, I'm trying to say, look, tighten up a bit, boys. You know, you're leaking goes a bit too easily. And it, like you say, it all seemed unmotivated. Yeah. I'm thinking, it's not a hard show here, boys. Just, you know, tighten up a bit at the back. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No,
and they
isn't.
All seemed motivated.
Yeah. And I don't know if, again, that comes down to the level of football we play at or what.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But I know when I did my buy and beta save for FM20, I'm pretty sure, I don't know this for fact, but I'm pretty sure I had the same results doing like those kind of shouts. But, you know, but it is interesting with the shouts. I do like doing my own shouts. I know that, again, there's an option for your assistant to do the shouts and stuff.
When you play next time, just try and shave your shouts a little bit. Wait until they do a shout. Right? Because you can only do it, I think it's every 10 minutes or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when they do a shout, if only do a shout when they do a shout. I mean, I try and do one at 10 minutes, and then after that, like, I do a get creative after 10 minutes, and then after that, I just sort of wait till they shout, and then I shout as well. Because I feel like it's a game of chess, and if they're green and you're green at the same time, then you're cancelling their sort of, like, I keep saying bonus, but I mean, like, something else.
Their effectiveness, I guess.
Yeah. You're sort of cancelling their effectiveness out. Whereas, you know, if they do a shout and it goes red and you do a shout and it goes green, it gives you the added force. Or I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of, but you get what I'm saying.
The extra motivation.
Motivation, yeah. That's a much better word. So, yeah, and I feel like if you can get them right, you can prevent them having quite a few attacks.
Yeah, like, no, I think it does make a difference.
I was playing... 100%. Yeah, I was playing a game earlier, only a friendly, like, and I tested it out, and every time, like, they did a shout, I did a shout, and every time I got it right, they barely got a shot on.
Yeah. Because did you use the same shout over and over, or did you mix them up a bit?
I mixed them up. I used the same shouts, you know, the ones that we'd use anyway. Yeah. So maybe that's just a part of the game, maybe that's why they're like that. Maybe they're the positive shouts and the others are negative shouts or something.
I think I'm going to try and, maybe as an experiment, I'm going to try and use all the shouts I don't use and see if it makes a difference. Like, push forward. I don't think I've ever used push forward.
Like, why would you? Like, just stay attacking.
Maybe if it was like I was looking for a goal in the 90th minute or something and I threw everyone forward.
Yeah.
Maybe then, but I think even then I've seen it goes red for it. But I'm going to see if, because like I say, I'm saying all this, maybe it's just me misunderstanding how to use it, but I'm going to try and give them a go and see if it makes a difference. And then when I lose 10-0, then I'll know not to go back to tighten up.
You can let us know on the show next time.
I will. I'll give you all an update of how I'm now losing games because of shouts I've never used before.
And my player's just running around in circles because they're confused.
Yeah. Seems demotivated because I've told him to... I've praised him, but he's like, confused. What?
Yeah. What? Why are you praising me? I've not been very good.
I know, yeah. You're on a 6.1, mate. You need to pick your game up.
What we'll do before we go, we'll let people know where they can find us as per usual. So you can go first, Super Swan.
Aye, so yeah, you can find me on Twitter at SuperSwanYT. On YouTube, it's just Super Swan on YouTube. I should come up, or FM Super Swan should come up. I think as we just talked about before, we got a good journeyman campus to champions going on. We start our new club from Monday of when this episode goes live. So certainly find out who the new team's going to be. So exciting times ahead for the channel. And like I said, I got a special episode going live tomorrow on the channel because it's my 2-year anniversary on YouTube tomorrow. So I think if you're watching this as it comes out, it's tomorrow, but it's probably already up if you're watching this or listening to this in the future. But no, it should be good. And Super Swan pretty much everywhere.
I'm Kylex Plays everywhere. I'm on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram. My Twitch is where I'm playing my save mainly. The only stuff you'll see Football Manager wise on my YouTube are the FM Premier League games and reviews from my Twitch save. So if you want to catch me, my actual save this year, it's only on Twitch. But the reviews, it will just be me talking about what's gone on and stuff. You know, and showing some screens. That's basically what you're going to get on my YouTube channel. Otherwise, it's going to be other games and stuff, you know, indie games and stuff like that, I imagine. Okay, so that's Happy New Year from myself and Super Swan and everyone at the FM Creators community.
One family. We're just, what, Happy New Year from the family, from ours to yours.
We'll be back next week with episode 10, double digits.
Oh, double digits now.
Double digits. We're getting serious. So
yeah, it's more than just a fad now. We've gone double digits. We're actually going to get serious.
Yeah, we might put a Patreon out and everything.
Yeah, donate like £100 a month to have me have a personal message just for you on the podcast.
Yeah, it'll send you his used underwear.
Yeah, exactly. Anything you want. If you give me £100, anything.
Okay, so yeah, that is it from us this week. Thank you so much for tuning in again, guys. And we're back weekly from here on out. So peace out from me and Super Swan.
Have a good one, guys.
Happy New Year, guys. See you later.